Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on prayer was recorded at our 2009 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, the world is so negative. Everything they do is negative, 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 that if you aren't careful, it'll rub off on you. But the truth is, God's a good God. God loves us. Praise God that things are as good as they are. You know, it could be a lot worse. It could be a lot worse. You know, we've heard talk about this recession, and they say it's the worst thing since the Great Depression. Did you know in the Great Depression, the unemployment got to 24.9% in 1933? We are now at 8%. That's one-third as much, or you could say it's three times better than it was during the Great Recession or Depression. And when you say that you've got 8% unemployment, that means 92% are employed. And out of that 8% unemployment, there's a large section of those that are glad to be unemployed. They aren't looking for a job. So the actual percentage is less, and yet we make it look like this is the worst thing that ever happened. In 1982, December of... I'm not sure if it was December. It might have been January or something, but when Reagan first took over, unemployment was 10.8%. It was much worse than it is now. You know, they said that the foreclosure rate is terrible, and this was August last year. I don't know what the foreclosure rate is, but I did hear this in January that the foreclosure rate has actually slowed down and gone the other direction. It's actually now bottomed out and we're improving. But in August of 2008, the foreclosure rate was 4.something%. Did you know in 1937, I think it was, at the height of the Depression, there was over 50% of the homes in America were foreclosed on. It's not even close. It's 10 times better than it was back then. But what I'm saying is, see, you don't hear this. The news loves to report the worst side of everything to try and upset you and to motivate you, and bad news sells. And the sad thing is, it affects our outlook. And I tell you, songs like that, studying the Word, being around people who are full of faith is absolutely essential if you are going to keep your equilibrium in this day and age. The world is operating in fear. Men's hearts are failing them for fear, looking after things coming on the earth. And you know what? Our relationship with God is absolutely essential. And there's a lot of Christians that are promoting doom and gloom too and talking about all of these things. And I tell you, you've got to pick and choose who you listen to or you'll become discouraged. Amen? And I'm unashamedly here to encourage you this week. We're going to be talking about prayer. You know, today is the National Day of Prayer. And there's not a lot of people really emphasizing prayer. Matter of fact, I just heard today, got an email, that this is the first time since 2000 that the president has not had a prayer meeting in the White House. But our current president didn't want to honor the National Day of Prayer and has actually appointed some people to circuit courts who have said that it's illegal to pray in the name of Jesus. You could pray in the name of Allah, but not in the name of Jesus. That's the ruling of this David Hamilton. And it was overturned by the circuit court, and Obama wants to promote him and put him in that position that overturned his ruling so that he can now do that. You know, while we're living in a hostile environment, and I don't know if you heard this, but Michael Savage, Rush Limbaugh, and others have been put on a list that they can't go into the UK now because they oppose homosexuality, and because of that, they consider that a hate crime, and they turned Michael Savage away at the border. And I guarantee you, they haven't heard me yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if I don't get turned away at the border. You know what? It's no longer... Our culture is not favorable to Christianity. There was some people murdered just a couple of days ago that they think might be tied to a hate crime against people that work for a Christian ministry. And there was a wife and two young boys just killed 2 days ago because of that. You know what? It's getting to where we live in a hostile environment. And if you stand for the truth, it's going to cost you something. And our relationship with God is more important than ever. Man, if we ever need to be praying, this needs to be a time that we need to be praying and in relationship with God. And so, since it's not being honored in our country, I thought I'd just honor it. And I'm going to teach on prayer. And I tell you, prayer is something that everybody seems to recognize the need for, and yet most people think that prayer is just basically however you choose to do it, and it really doesn't matter how you pray, it's just as long as you pray. That's not true. There's right and wrong praying. You know, I just read an article in Reader's Digest this week, and it was talking about the places on the earth. It grouped things according to nations, and it did a survey how often people pray. In the United States, 55% of the population of the United States says that they pray every day. And of course, when you get that kind of a statistic, this is including people that cry out of desperation. They aren't born again and they pray help or whatever. And so, you know, this is a skewed survey. It's not exactly accurate, but nonetheless, 55% of Americans say they pray every day. But you know the countries that have the most prayer? It's the Muslim nations. They are forced to pray or they cut your head off. You have to go to this prayer, and they fall down and they chant things and they call that prayer. And they say that some of these Muslim nations have 70 or 80% that pray every day. But I can guarantee you that that prayer is not availing anything because it's not in the name of Jesus. It's not getting anything from God. It's not going to work. All prayer is not the same. So anybody who thinks, well, I pray, what do I need to learn about prayer? You need to find out the biblical way to pray. And I've specifically entitled this teaching, A Better Way to Pray. It's not like it's the only way to pray. Or it's not titled, You're of the Devil if you don't pray this way. And it's also not entitled, The Best Way to Pray. Because you know what? I'm still learning. And I'm still looking to get better results in what I do. But I'm saying that the way that I have come to learn to pray is better than the way I used to do it and better than the way that I hear most people praying. And let me just offer this to you. I'm not saying this in an arrogant way, but until you begin to get better results than I get, you know what? Maybe you ought to consider a better way to pray. I have people that, like I said, I've had some friends who've been partners with me for 20 years get up and leave when I taught on prayer because I countered so much religious tradition and they were offended and they got up and left the service. And there's people who get offended. This is very offensive because I'm going to attack a tremendous amount of religious tradition, and I can guarantee you if you're breathing, I'm probably going to counter something that you do in prayer. And yet, some people will get so mad and incensed and want to fight, and yet what you're doing isn't working. You've been praying and asking something for 10 years and you hadn't got any results, and yet you're going to fight to the death for your way to pray. I'm saying if it's not working, maybe you ought to consider there's a better way to pray. And let me also say this, that everything I'm teaching against, I've done, and yet God loved me and I loved God. This is not a criticism of you. You can only do what you know. And many of us have just been brought up with these religious traditions that make the word of none effect. Mark chapter 7 verse 13, Jesus said, your traditions and doctrines of man make the word of none effect. And that's exactly what's happening. The reason most of us believe in God and believe in the power of prayer and yet see so few prayers answered and manifest is because of the way we're doing it and the religious traditions that just void it of its power. And so if you aren't getting the right results, I'm not trying to talk you out of prayer. I'm actually talking for the positive effects of prayer, but I'm saying that there has to be an adjustment in the way we approach this. And this is also one of the reasons that I think there's so much opposition to prayer today is because so much of it is religious. It's hypocritical. And you know, before I even get into this, let me just attack some people right off the bat. But when you have to change your voice, And you have to, all of a sudden, now you got to scream and you've got to yell and glory to God. Everything's got to have an on it and and you got to grunt and you got to do something and you got to jerk. You're just religious. That's not God. If you talk to God differently than you talk to me, you're religious. If you go into these and vows, you're religious. You got religious tradition. And that's one of the reasons that it's ineffective. You know, I read the King James. I believe if it was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. Amen. I like the King James, but you know what? I don't say these and thous and mightest and wouldest when I talk to God. If you do that, you're religious. Does that mean that God doesn't love you and you don't love God? No, but I'm saying that you know what? You need to be real. You need to talk to God. And this is one reason that so many people are turned off to quote unquote religion, because it is just form and symbolism and it's not substance. Look over in the sixth chapter of the book of Matthew. Jesus was teaching on prayer. If you were to read this exact same thing, it's listed in Luke chapter 11. And he gives what's commonly called the Lord's Prayer. That same thing is repeated here beginning with Matthew chapter 6 verse 9. And in Luke 11, where it lists this exact same thing, it says, as he was teaching in one place, his disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. So all of these things that I'm going to be reading to you out of Matthew were in response to a question about, Lord, how do we pray? And the Lord started teaching on prayer. And look at the very first thing that he said here in Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 5. It says, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues. Before I go on with the rest of this, let me just make this point. Before Jesus taught how to pray, he taught against religious prayer.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on a better way to pray. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM235 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. You can also get Andrew's book titled A Better Way to Pray for a gift of any amount when you ask for book number R321. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, I'm really limited in trying to get my point across. You need to hear this in its entirety. That's why I'm advertising the materials that we're offering, but also our website is a great place for you to go and get much more teaching on this. We have television programs, radio programs right there that you can view and listen to on our website. I have hundreds of my teachings available as free downloads. I have my Bible commentary available on the website. We've just got a wealth of information, so please check it out. And I believe that you'll find it to be one of the best websites out there.